Cool, thank you. So my name is Igor Konev. The slides. Happy to be here. Actually, this is work done by myself, Tan Hai Tran, who is also here in the room, Yura Kukovets, Thomas Pani, who is also here, and Roberto Salzini. And we are happy to have done this work supported by Ethereum Foundation. So if you look at consensus, Ethereum consensus, you probably see a lot of algorithms starting as Casper, Gasper. Now we have single slot finality. And recently on the block, we have three slot finality. You can check the recent report by Francesco, Roberto, Tan Hai, and Luca. And if you look into these things, you'll see that there are a lot of definitions. I cannot explain all these definitions to you. You will see that there are chain blocks, slots, checkpoints, justified checkpoints, finalized checkpoints, votes by validators, FFG votes that connect these checkpoints, and so on and so forth. So these are not simple algorithms. So in our work, we don't have basically time budget to do everything. So we focus on accountable safety, which means, roughly speaking, that if we have a fork in consensus, we should be able to identify at least one third of the validators that are basically that produce this fork, and they should be slashed. So we focus on accountable safety here. How would we be able to check that these protocols, namely three-slot finality, satisfy accountable safety? Well, in science fiction solution, when it's all good, we would take the code in Python, we will take the executable spec in Python, produce some examples maybe to convince ourselves that it kind of works. But also, we would also produce an automatic proof of accountable safety. Unfortunately, that's a bit of science fiction nowadays. There are no off-the-shelf solutions that would take executable Python spec and reason about such complex algorithms as consensus. So what we have been doing in this project, we are writing specifications in temporal logic of actions. That's a language invented by Les Lampert some time ago for reason about concurrent and distributed systems. And we did produce specifications by hand because there are no tools that would be able to do that, although we have been thinking how we could automate that. So basically, the first specification we wrote was just too complex for the model checkers. We gradually produced abstractions using this specification. And essentially, we produced like four levels of abstractions here so the model checker could handle the complexity of the algorithm in the end. We used the model checker Apalache, which is offloading the verification task to the SMT solver Z3. And in addition to that, as things were a bit slow, we also wrote a specification in Alloy, which is also a well-known model checker that is backed by a SAT solver. And in addition to that, we wrote SMT constraints in CVC5 using the theory of finite sets and cardinalities. So we kind of did a lot of experiments here to check accountable safety under different using different tools. So as I told you, model checking could help you. How can it help you? The first thing where it can help you is actually you can query for interesting states. If you have a large protocol, it's not easy to produce examples. And that's what model checking is good about. For instance, here, I'm just writing an invariant saying there are no two conflicting blocks. Basically, there is no fork. And challenge the model checker with this false invariant. Then the model checker comes back in several minutes and shows me an example. So actually, these tools work as a good communication tool for protocol designers. Here's an example of such an execution. You don't have to read it. It's just long, but it's machine-readable, and it's an actual execution in this specification. So the second thing where these tools can help you is to show some properties, not for all kinds of values, but for small scopes, for small parameters. For instance, here we have experiments for five blocks, seven checkpoints, 24 votes. And as you can see, when we increase the parameter space, the tools slow down dramatically. However, we have some evidence that these properties hold true, at least for the small parameters. And that's, again, fast feedback that you can get without proving things in heavy tools. So To come to the summary of our work, we believe that model checking actually helps in ensuring correctness of protocols. We still need humans in the loops, unfortunately. We still need us, basically, to construct these abstractions and specifications. Tune in for the upcoming technical report. We are going to publish all of it, and you'll see it. And thank you, Ethereum Foundation, for giving us a grant. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Igor. Does anybody have any question? Okay. I think it was very clear. Nobody has any question. Okay, if there are no more questions, just thank you, Igor, for the time.
Thank you.
We will